You're listening to Outdoor Living with Ed Ball.
Next one here is about shading your yard. What are some of the best ways to shade your yard?
So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways. Obviously, planting large shade trees or intermediate plants like a cherry or a dogwood or a redbud or, you know, some variation thereof, add some shade. Large shade trees are always a great route to go because they absorb water, they provide shade, they provide any plant material for that matter, provides seasonal interest throughout the year. I think the big, if you go away from a tree, you could put a pergola up and then grow vines on it. Now, a pergola by itself isn't really going to provide a lot of shade, but you can grow vines on it. Another option that we've been working with our clients on is there's a company called Structure, and it's the word structure, but instead of a C, it's with an X, structure.com. And they have a pergola system that has louvers. So you can open and close it based on the amount of sun or shade you want. You can add fans and lights just like you could on a wood pergola. There's no maintenance to it. You can even close it when it's raining because it has a gutter system to channel the water. And you can wrap it. So if you don't want a very modern or industrial look, you can make it much more contemporary look. And then I guess the third item would be just like a pavilion, you know, a octagonal, triangular, square, rectangular pavilion with an actual roof. So now you're actually getting into like a real structure that might have open walls or any one of them you could set up. Well, it's not really with a wood pergola, but you could set up phantom screens, more so with like a pavilion. Another way you could create shade is to use sail shades, and they're just like big pieces, triangular pieces or square pieces of cloth that you can set some posts and drape over an area to give you some shade. Each site's a little unique and different, but this is just kind of a few different general concepts of what you could do. And usually what we employ is a combination where we're using plant materials and some kind of physical structure.
Could you review some of the top structure pergola trends?
So, I mean, the trends come down to the style of your, and the architecture of your home. If you want more of a modern look, you're certainly going to be looking for something cleaner. If you're looking for something a little bit more rustic, there's any number of typical trends that you can use. So it really comes down, I think, to the architecture that you're trying to create in your garden and that also works with your home. But a lot of times we don't really use wood anymore. Most of the products I try to use are composite just because you don't have the maintenance. Wood is great, but there's just a lot of maintenance to it.
And why is it important to have shade in your yard?
So, I mean, I think the obvious ones are, you know, for a human or a person being outside, they want to have an area that they're not baking in 90 or 100 degree heat or even the 80s, it affords them a place, a place to rest or, you know, not be so hot. I mean, certainly when you have a shady area, you're upwards potentially of 10 degrees cooler than if you were in full sun. But alternatively, you know, I think there's a side of it that people don't really think about is, when the more shade you have or dappled shade, one is a lot of our sun's a lot hotter than it used to be, say 20 or 30 years ago. So it's much more intense. So even the sunniest loving plants like some shade. And by having more shade or even dappled shade or part-time shade on your property, you're reducing the ambient temperature of the property around your home, which also affects, in the end, your HVAC bill and your electricity bill because your house isn't as hot or as warm. So, I mean, those are a lot of different considerations to think about, not just, oh, I want to block the sun or I want to block my neighbor. You get a lot of benefits from decreasing the ambient temperature around your home for which, you know, allows you to enjoy your garden more, and it also decreases your electricity usage. But shade also, you know, when you deal with shade trees or you're layering in plant materials, it also slows the speed of the water hitting the ground, which allows the ground to absorb the water and reduces your water runoff. So again, that's kind of an eco-friendly perspective that I don't think a lot of people think about, is a shade tree or tree coverage as a whole helps reduce the speed of water, which allows the ground to absorb the water. And with our higher velocity rains that we have today, that really does, you know, reduce the amount of water runoff off of your property. It increases the amount of water on your property, which will help you water your plant materials, reduce, if you have an irrigation system, reduce the amount of water that you're using. And, you know, you're getting water to the trees, the grass, your plant materials. But just by having a tree, but once you start layering in plant materials like undershrubby trees, flowering shrubs, perennials, et cetera, that really does afford time. And time is your friend when you're dealing with rain, because the more time it takes for the water to drip down, it affords the ground more opportunity to absorb that water rather than just quickly running off into our streams and rivers, et cetera.
To learn more about Ed Ball, visit www.ebla.pro and find Ed on your favorite social media platform at It's Ed Ball.